Greetings in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Psalm chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Why do the nations assemble and the people imagine an empty scheme? The kings of the earth take their counsels against the Lord, against his anointed one. Psalm 2, the psalmist is helping us to understand an important question. Can man really live without God? And I think that's an important question to find meaning and purpose in life. I started my journey for a quest to find the answer, can man live without God, from a very young age. The pursuit of God began when I was just 11. I was born and brought up in Bangalore city, Karnataka, India. I have an elder brother, elder sister, and I'm the youngest. My father died in an accident when he was in my father died in an accident in 1990, and from then on the quest for God, an answer to life, was very, very needed one. The challenges was immense and we needed God's help. My mother had to rear three children. I was the youngest and I was 11 when this happened. My brother was in first year engineering and my sister in 10th standard. And all I can say is this, that my mother trusted in God, and her faith in God and her trust in God helped us to see God's miracles working in our lives. God answered her prayers and revealed himself so real to each one of us. Even though of all these experiences were there of prayer answers and God's care, God was an understanding and still not a true experience in my life then. I went to a prayer meeting one Friday morning in 1991, April 9th, where I was praying before the Lord and all of the and the church members, a small church crowd was there, and we're all praying to God. I saw a vision of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, calling me to himself. I saw a vision which represents as if Jesus called Zacchaeus. We read of a story of a man called Zacchaeus in the New Testament. He called him and said, Zacchaeus, I want to come to your house. I felt the same way Jesus telling me, I want to come to your house so that I would become more real to you than what you have understood of me. I surrendered my life that day to God, and he filled my heart with his presence and joy and his Holy Spirit. I was filled with the gift of tongues, and I was praising God that very day onwards for giving me this new life. But the challenges of life was not stopped from then, but there were still challenges that needed to be faced. And now I was facing it all with God. Faith in God, trust in his love, had become the very foundation of my life. He revealed to me that he is my Father now, and he is my help. He is the helper of our lives, and especially my mother. He would be our helper, and he would lead her. As the word of God says, he's the father of the fatherless and the helper of the widow. He became my father, and I trusted in him. His love was my joy and hope. His faith in him, the faith in him, was the foundation of my life. But this faith in God was tested when I was in a Bible college. I had to write a paper on proving the existence of God. And I tried to understand God, in whom I had put my faith and from whom I derived my strength and love, with only reason and scientific analysis. I approached him without faith. I tried to prove him with only reason, finding that I was struggling throughout. My keeping away of the faith and just depending on intellectual strength led me to a deeper sense of doubt and questioning about the existence of God. And when God was taken away, when the faith in God was taken away and God was becoming just an illusion, because through mere reason I was not able to define him or understand him and prove his existence, My love, my entire life started to shake because my life was based in on faith in God, and my love was derived from Him. So my faith was shaken, and my love was shaken too. And I was feeling as if I was rejected and I was not heading anywhere. When love was not there within me, the love of God was not believed by me. When I started to doubt God's love and God's existence and God's love, I started to feel a sense of purposelessness and hopelessness deep inside. And as somebody said, if one has to find meaning in life, there are four important things, four important components that one needs to have: a sense of wonder, a sense of truth, a sense of security, and a sense of love. A sense of wonder, a sense of love, a sense of truth, and a sense of security. And I started to find all these things apart from God because I wanted to search Him with mere reason. And when I couldn't find Him by mere reason, I tried to find all the answers to these four things without God. And I tried to fill my heart with many things of this world to feel a sense of wonder. I tried to search many things to understand what is true and what is true and what is truth. I built many relationships to experience love. I started to trust many people to feel secure. But over and over again, I saw that all of these things in which, apart from God, I trusted failed me. People failed me. Philosophies so often failed me. The things that I hoped upon started to fail me apart from God. And I was in a state of depression myself because nothing was so strong enough, nothing was so convincing enough to make me live this life. And I started to then wonder, God, where are you? And I started to seek Him. But this seeking again was not so complete because when I started to believe that He existed, and my heart was in a position that moment where I had rejected myself because I started to compare with many people. I thought I was not good when I compared myself with other people. I was not smart. I was not beautiful. I was not intelligent. And when I started to compare myself with other people, I started to feel that God, if He ever existed, He created a wrong creation. He made a mistake in creating me. I was not able to accept myself the way I was because I started to find love, acceptance in the people, and people always tend to love and accept people whom they feel whom they feel good about. And I felt that the circle in which I lived, people did not love me because I was not up to their expectations. And this great sense of rejection led me to a depression. And I started to go to counseling to find help in order to come out of the sense of rejection. I went to the doctor and I was pouring out my heart to him in various ways. But somehow the doctor only helped me recognize the problem that is rejection, but could not really offer a real solution. I was going deeper into depression and every night I could not sleep because I was feeling worthless. My life became more and more every day meaningless. Nothing was so big enough to fill my heart with sense of wonder and joy. Nothing was so convincing to me to hold it as truth. And I was missing out so many things in life, the joy of life in itself, if I would say. And I was not able to sleep and I was not able to enjoy life. And just to find some sleep, I used to depend on drugs. When I mean drugs, it's not about the drugs that that is basically medication. When I mean drugs, I mean medication. I started to take cough syrup. I started to depend on paracetamols, some sort of a sedatives that would instill sleep. But all of these went in vain. Although I found some sleep with the help of it, I did not find joy and rest. I came to a point where I started to curse myself every day, and I didn't want to live the next day. I was just waiting for death, but I wasn't so sure what would happen after death. And hence living in this world was miserable. Life beyond death was uncertain. I didn't find secure to die. I didn't find joy to live. And I was in a sense of deep despair. I started to seek help from my friends, but they too had their limitations. I started to find joy in the world and sin, but they too left me with a sense of deep emptiness. One day I went to a psychiatrist and explained myself to the person, and they gave me for sleeping some sleeping tablets to help me with sleep. I went through some medications of antidepressants as well, and none of this really helped me. I took many antidepressants. I felt some activeness within my flesh, but my heart did not know any purpose why I should be active. And I was taking the sleeping tablets to sleep in the night and antidepressants in the morning to get myself going. One day, as I woke up and I was so active because I had the antidepressant, and I was feeling so hopeless at the same time because of my deep sense of purposelessness and sense of despair was so strong within me. I just took around 25 tablets of this 25 sleeping tablets just to feel myself sleepy again. But I did not know that it was an overdose that I really took. And as I was just heading on towards my library to make some more studies on this, I met my friend who said to me that I was not looking so good because there was something wrong in my eyes and I was really fainting. He took me immediately to the nearest hospital because he knew there was something wrong. And all I remember is just going to the hospital. Then on, I fainted from there and I was unconscious for a day. And the doctors was telling me when I came to consciousness that I was very near to death and it was a dangerous thing or an attempt of suicide that I made. When I woke up from the sleep and I came back to my normal sense, my consciousness, the first question I asked, I didn't say, "Thank you, God, for life." I said, "Why, God, I'm still living. You have to help me to live. You have to help me understand life. Only then I want to live. Otherwise, I do not want to live." The deep sense of meaning in life was there within me. Meaning was purpose and meaning of life was a quest that I was trying to find out. And I think it's a very important thing that we all need to find. What is the meaning of life? And we are trying to find it through many ways. And I tried to find it through many ways myself. And when I didn't have a meaning of life, I didn't want it to live. So I went on after my recovery searching for the answers. Although I knew God is the one who can give me the answers, but the existence of God I was trying to understand through mere reason again. One day I went to a prayer meeting a convention. And I was sitting there, and as the people were leading themselves into worship, and there was a worship leader who was singing a beautiful song, the heavens was open to me. The same experience which I had when I was 11, I had gone to this prayer meeting, I had it right there in that convention. I was sitting there and I was closing my eyes and arguing with God, "God, do you really exist?" And I saw this vision again where I saw Jesus calling me back to him and saying to me, "I made you and I want you to come to me." When I saw him again, I told him, "God, do you really exist?" And he told me, "If you believe, then you will experience my life." I was trying to find him through reason, but I knew that it was reasonable to believe that he exists. Therefore, rather than just depending merely on reason, I started to take the step of faith as well and find faith in God as a reasonable step. I turned to God and I looked to him and I said, "God, here I am, I surrender." He filled my heart with joy again. And that day, when I sensed that his joy was, when I sensed his touch in my life, I said, God, I'm not really worthy. I have disowned you. I have disbelieved you. I have destroyed my faith in you at many times through many things. And I said, God, I did not accept myself. I'm not worthy. There is nobody who loves me. And why would you love me? And he turned to me and said, I have created you, and I've created you out of love. And just the way you are, I will love you, and I will love you forever. When he said that to me, that love was so complete without any sense of condition. That love was so perfect because there was absolute acceptance the way I was. And when I found love in its perfectness, in its completeness, in his love, I found meaning of life. I found that I was not created because of his ability alone. I was created because he loved me. And because he loved me, he created me, and therefore I had a purpose in his mind. I had a purpose in my, there was a purpose of my existence in his mind. Therefore, in his love, I found purpose and meaning. When there was the purpose and meaning found in his love, there was joy in my heart automatically filling me. From then onwards, I said, God, I will keep my step of faith in you, and I will live for you. And I asked him, God, why did you create me? What is the purpose of my life? And he simply said, just love me. Well, this is what I want to conclude by saying. Can man really live without God? We know that although we may have our own quest for trying to find meaning in life, we know that there is only one thing that really makes life meaningful, that is love. Without love, life becomes meaningless. Although I try to find meaning through philosophy, through mere exercise of the intellect, I knew the deeper sense of meaning was found in love. And love cannot be found in anywhere else. The selfless love, the self-giving love, the perfect unconditional love, where can we find? No person in this world can give us. But that day when I saw my God, I felt that perfect love. Only God was selflessly loving me. Only God was selflessly giving himself to me. Only God was unconditionally accepting me, and in him I found the perfect love. And when I found perfect love, I found joy, I found purpose, I found meaning. May God help you to understand this important answer which the psalmist gives us and which I have given to you through my life experience. Can man live without God? Absolutely not. We need God because he is love. We need God because he is life. We need God because only through him our lives are transformed and our lives find purpose and meaning. May God bless us.